Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about others and how the way we view others can impact the way we view ourselves. Today I want to talk about knowing what you want. So I want to start with a story. I've told you guys for a couple weeks how I went to LA and I visited my older son. Well, one of the things that happened while we were there, obviously, is that we wanted to go to the beach, right? It's California, it's sunshine, ocean, you know, so you want to go to the beach. So my son's been there since basically Memorial Day. And so I asked him which beaches we should go to. And he said, well, you know, it really just depends on what kind of day you want. And so I didn't really know what that meant. So I just kind of kept asking him, well, you know, which beach do you want? Do you think we should go to? You know, which beach do you think would be best? You know, your brother wants to bodyboard. Like what beach would be best for that? And his response was the same. It just depends on what kind of beach day you want. And I'll admit, I was kind of annoyed by this because I haven't been to LA before. I don't know my way around LA. I don't know which beach is which. But at this point, he's been there for, you know, almost 2 months. I figured he could just tell me, hey, go to this beach. You will have fun. And that will be that. But he wouldn't do that. He kept falling back on that. It just depends on what kind of beach day you want. So my wife had talked to somebody she knew back here in Pittsburgh, and they had said, oh, you know, you really need to go to Venice Beach. It's going to be cool, whatever. So we did. We went to Venice Beach, went to Santa Monica Pier, and it was cool. Very busy, basketball courts, skate parks, tons of shopping, tons of places to eat, tons of people, just really busy, vibrant, active beach. Lots of stuff going on. And it was cool. It was fine. I grew up in, you know, near a city. I'm used to city life. I'm used to busy. I kind of like it. So for me, it was a good beach experience. I liked it. My wife, on the other hand, I think found it kind of annoying. There were people everywhere. The bathhouses were kind of gross because there were people everywhere. And so it was a good beach day. And I think for her, I think she enjoyed going to the beach. But it wasn't your Corona commercial beach day. It wasn't sitting on the beach, skipping a rock, listening to seashells. It wasn't that kind of beach. Well, the last day that we're there on our vacation, my son ends up taking the day off work and says he's going to take us to a beach. And so he takes the day off and he takes us to Will Rogers Beach. For anybody who doesn't know or does know or whatever, Will Rogers Beach is a state park. It's a state beach. There isn't a lot of shopping there because it's a park. So there's not a lot of shops. There's not a lot of bars. There's no skate parks. There's none of that sort of stuff. It's basically just a beach. It's basically just sand and water. I think there's a bathhouse and maybe, you know, there's an occasional guy walking down the beach selling ice cream or frozen fruit or whatever the heck they're selling. But other than that, it was pretty low key. And I would say that it was what I would consider a day at the beach. It was laying down on the beach. It was getting in the water with the kids. It was, you know, using bodyboards. It was throwing balls back and forth on the sand. It was all that sort of stuff. And it was a great day. I think it was like the perfect way to end a vacation. The rest of the LA trip had been kind of busy. This was like a relaxing day on the beach. So we're leaving and I'm talking to my, you know, family, my older son, as we're walking out. And I said, man, this place was great. And he's like, yeah, you know, I really thought you would like it. And I said, yeah, I probably would have liked it if you would have told me about, I don't know, 5 days ago that this beach was here because we would have come here. And he said, well, I could have told you that. He's like, but I wasn't sure what kind of day you wanted. He's like, some days you might want to go ride roller coasters at the pier and some days you might just want to sit on the beach. So I started thinking about this and I started thinking about the parallels between sort of this push and pull that he and I were having. And this push and pull that I feel lots of times when I'm at work. And here's the push and the pull. There are a lot of times that people would just like me to give them the answer, whatever that answer might be, whether it's leave your wife, whether it's stay with your wife, whether it's go back to school, whether it's quit your job, whatever it is. There are plenty of times where people just want me to come in and tell them what they should do. And very often, I find myself giving the same answer that my son was giving me. Well, it just depends on what you want. I can't give you an answer because it depends on what you want. And so I started thinking about this, and it reminded me of why that's so true. And here's what I mean. When I'm telling people it depends on what you want, it's not because I'm trying to be evasive. It's not because I don't know what the answer is. It's because for the most part, there is not an answer. There are answers, plural, but what determines if the answers are your answer is what you want out of life, right? What you want out of your marriage, what you want out of your relationship with your kids, what you want out of your job. It depends on what you want. Depending on what you want, the decisions are going to take very, very different turns. But I think it's important to remember that you are the one that has to decide what you want. My son, he could have come in and said, hey, look, you know, roller coaster day, go to this beach. Laying on the beach day is going to this beach. He could have gone through and sort of like spliced all these different ideas and tried to figure out exactly what I wanted. But truthfully, he knew that we could spend all this time today going through what I want tomorrow And then by tomorrow, I might decide I want something else. And so rather than telling me what I should do, he was giving me the things to think about. And that's what I do with the people I work with. But I think it's important to remember this for a couple different reasons. First, you're the only one who gets to decide what your life looks like. You're the one who decides what the finish point is. You're the one that decides what the end point should be. And so I can tell you what I think the end point should be for you. I can tell you what I think the breaking point for your marriage should be. I can tell you all those things. And after doing this for 20 years, I'd probably have a pretty good guess. But it doesn't matter, because what I think the end result should be may or may not be what you think the end result should be, and you're the only one that gets to decide that for your life. The other reason why knowing what you want is important is because you're the only one who gets to decide what you want. You know what you want. Look, whether we go to a city beach or we go to a state park beach is kind of beside the point. They were both cool beaches. They were both fine. The people there were decent. The water was the ocean. The ocean was the same ocean 5 miles up the shore. So it wasn't the beach that was the problem. It wasn't the ocean that was the problem. It was really simply a matter of what we wanted that day. And the reason why knowing what you want is important is because you're the only one who gets to decide what that is. It doesn't matter if you want something different than I think you should want. You get to decide what you want. Another reason why knowing what you want is important is because knowing what you want is going to determine which way you go. Again, there's nothing wrong with going to Venice Beach and seeing the skateboarders and the basketball players and Muscle Beach and the 150 different surf shops and gift shops and souvenir shops and bars. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But there's something wrong with that if that's not what I want to be around. There's something wrong with that if that's not the vibe I'm feeling for today. And so knowing what you want is important because it determines where you go. If I know I want a nice, quiet, peaceful day, then Venice Beach is not for me. That is not the beach for me to go today. On the other hand, if I'm looking for a little excitement, if I'm looking for things to watch, if I want to people watch, if I want to be immersed in a community, quote unquote, Venice Beach is where it's at. No matter what community I'm looking for. Again, whether it's basketball playing or skateboarding, there are going to be people there probably interested in what I'm interested in. And so knowing what you want is important because it determines where you should go. Again, any destination, for the most part, is going to be acceptable. And so then it just gets into a matter of which destination is acceptable for me. And the final reason for me that knowing where you want to go is important, because you're not likely to reach your goals just by driving along. And here's what I mean. There's a chance that if my wife and I are throwing darts at a dartboard, we would have hit Will Rogers Beach, right? There's a chance. There's a chance that I would have been like, Will Rogers, huh, that sounds familiar, let's go there. But it's not likely. It's not likely that of all the beaches lining up and down California, that we would randomly pick Will Rogers, and that would be the kind of beach we would want to go to that day. It's just not that likely to happen. It's not that likely to happen when we're picking a beach. It's also not that likely to happen when we're picking a life. Most people tend to live their lives hoping that they get where they want to be. Most people tend to live their lives hoping that if they make the right choices, the end result will be what they wanted it to be. And I think that can work. I think you can, you know, go to college, hope you get a good job, find a good job, hope that leads to a good life and have a good life. I think that's possible. Do I think it's likely? Not so much, right? I think it's possible, but I don't think it's likely. I think it's much more likely that we're going to reach our goals when we work backwards. When we say, okay, I would like to have a good job. What does that mean to me? Well, for me, a good job means that I want to work in an office. Okay, so what kind of things do I need to do to be able to get a job in an office? Well, I need to have office experience, or maybe I need to go to college. Okay, so what things do I need to do to be able to get into college or to be able to get office experience, right? And we work backwards, because if we start with the finish line and we work backwards, we're plotting a course that more than likely is going to land us where we want to be, because it's designed that way. And that's what we want. We don't want to just be driving along life hoping we find the right beach. We don't want to just be driving along hoping that our vacation ends the way we wanted it to. What we want to do is we want to identify the end point. We want to know what we want our life to look like and then work backwards, because your life may look very different from my life. We both may have great lives and we both may have exactly what we want, but those lives might look very, very different, and that's okay. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.